The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. Lenin. The best way to get beyond the absurd myths about Lenin is to read Lenin. State and Revolution. Here, Lenin rescues Marx's argument that workers cannot go over the existing capitalist state, but must erect a new, directly democratic worker state on its ruins. Left-wing communism, an infantile disorder. After the founding of the Communist International in 1919, Lenin started a debate with ultra-left socialists in Europe, who argued that revolutionaries should turn their backs on elections and trade unions. Lenin argued that until a majority of workers were won to the task of overthrowing capitalism, socialists must work inside parliaments and trade unions in order to influence and lead wider layers of workers. But the relevance of Lenin's arguments go far beyond the immediate context of the debate. Imperialism, the highest stage of capitalism. Lenin explains, in the midst of World War, that capitalism has entered the phase of imperialism, when the world is being carved up between a handful of great powers. For readers who want to delve further into this topic, I recommend Nikolai Bukharin's, one of the Bolsheviks' chief theoreticians, Imperialism and World Economy. Lenin, on National Self-Determination. Lenin developed, in many articles, the best and most consistent Marxist position on the right of oppressed nations to self-determination. Among them are The Right of Nations to Self-Determination and The Discussion on Self-Determination Summed Up. They are excellent places to start in this question. End of section.